All right, everybody. You won't believe it today. We get the great pleasure of speaking with Corey Thomas, founder of Special Deeds for Special Needs Kids. This guy is dynamic. You're going to love what he's up to. And come support this organization. Corey, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
Good Gabs, sponsored by Skillskin, a nonprofit organization empowering individuals with disabilities through employment.
So, it's funny, you know, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
So, you know, Del Griffith, he's sold shark curtain rings to everybody. So we watch it every year. And
that's part of your family tradition?
On everything. It's a Thanksgiving movie, so we watch it for Thanksgiving. But my wife calls me Del because I know everybody. I'm that guy. So I haven't sold Sheraton rings, but I know everybody.
Yeah, well, and now you're getting the word out of, you know, Special Deeds for Special Needs.
Yep.
So what's that look like?
It's looking good. We I'd say in the next 5 years or less, I plan on doing it full time. That's the goal. Manifest. It's gonna happen.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, tell us how the organization started and what you're working on.
Well, so we have five kids. Our second oldest is Chase. He's special needs. He's got kernicterus, which is brain damage due to high levels of jaundice, which is 100% preventable. But we had our unfinished basement. And we had the opportunity to get a bedroom done for him, and it's literally the biggest room in the whole house. We did an underground Avengers lair. It took me, the walls weren't done. We did the ceiling, you know, all the drywall and this and that. It took me a few months to get it done, and I put a lot of work into it. We got, like, you know, all the superheroes on the walls, and we had a big slide. We had a secret closet door that slid open and closed.
What?
And,
sounds like my dream.
Yeah. Well, I know, if I tell you what, I wish I was a kid, I'd do my own room. But, so because we have five kids, we ended up doing a Frozen theme room and a Toy Story theme room and stuff like that. But we did stuff. So when Chase was younger, he'd violently headbang into the wall, and, I had to pad the wall, and then he'd turn and he'd violently headbang into the door. And so I padded the door, and then next thing you know, the door was making, like, boom, 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 big sound. So I had to figure out a way to insulate the door so it wouldn't make so much noise. So all these things that we worked on to make it a safe environment for him, we put that in towards the room downstairs that we did for him, and to give him a safe environment where we had, like, thick gymnastic padding on the wall so where he could do that. Thankfully, he is old enough now, and he's kind of grown out of that. Cerebral palsy, audio neuropathy, which is rare hearing loss, for him. But because of that, in all the other rooms we did, my wife, she was like, "Hey, we should do this for special needs kids." And yeah. I'm like, "Yeah, we totally should." So, since 2015, we started that. And over the last couple of years, it's really gone in a upscale direction of where it's just getting bigger, and we're getting more notoriety, and people are recognizing the truck, and I'd be like, "Hey, I know that hat." I'm like, "Yeah, that's us." You know, it's like, and I love talking about it. I love what I do, and all I want to do it is I just want to do it all the time. And
there's a big need.
Yeah. And so imagine, makeover, extreme home makeover on a very low scale. Right. So, and I've got it down to a 3-day process.
Well, that's nice. So you're just not interrupting, like, everyone's life, including yours, for too long. You can really make an impact in 3 days.
Yeah. And so we don't
killer.
We don't let the parents, and we don't let the kids see anything
really
for 3 days. So we've been lucky enough so far to where the child has been able to not be in the room for the days that we were doing the build. I know it's difficult because a lot of kids have their beds and stuff that they need to sleep in. And we've been just lucky enough to where we haven't had to worry about them seeing it throughout the process. And it's the best part about it. And so in the room, we always try to do something that is beneficial towards the child, whether it's a therapy swing or a therapy corner with stuff that is helpful for their, for what they need. We've done kids with, with diabetes where we have a fridge in the room, and it's convenient for them to have waters or juice boxes and stuff like that. And we've done just a whole bunch of random stuff. Every child's
different. Everyone has different needs.
Yep. And so the first thing we do is we sit down with the parents and the child. Some kids are non-mobile, non-verbal, so we can only talk with the parents and get an idea and feel for what we do. But I have a whole syllabus that we go through with the questions and stuff. And I ask all these questions, and at the end of the interview, I have an idea or, you know, a theme that we're going to go with. And I don't tell them what it is. It's just, you know, because I've gotten pretty lucky. They like what we've done so far. But we go in there and one of the kids we did was Allie. She's non-mobile, non-verbal, and her grandpa did he's an artist. So he painted some butterflies, and they wanted to incorporate that in the room somehow. So I turned it into a pink and yellow butterfly room, and we were able to do the bathroom also, which was awesome. And just stuff like that. The last build we did was for a family of five kids. And the three oldest are triplets. And two girls and a boy, and a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so the two boys were autistic, and they wanted a playroom done. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Let's check that out. That's something different we haven't done. So we get to the house, and the playroom's like this huge room that's attached to this big living room, and the boys also share a bedroom. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do all three rooms.
Oh, wow. So that's huge.
Yeah, so this was last month, and this was our biggest build yet. And I had a 3-day window. It was maybe a 4-day window, one room is a 3-day window, but yeah. Because we had three rooms to do, and we recarpeted the whole basement. We got, Spokane's awesome. There's so many wonderful people in Spokane that want to help, especially with what we do, because we give people the warm fuzzies. I mean, that's just kind of what we do. But we had Whitaker Furniture donated a brand new couch. I had friends that donated 6.5 flat inch screen TV, Sherwin-Williams paint, Save More Building Supply with the lumber. I even had a retired NFL football player on this last.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How are people finding you? Like just take Sherwin, for instance. How'd you connect?
I went to them.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I mean, because I buy a lot of paint, and, you know, I say, hey, this is what we do. I was like, hey, I'd love to help you out.
Are you a contractor by trade?
Not at all. I'm a dad.
Okay.
I'm a dad that knows how to do some stuff, but I also have a lot of friends that are contractors and electricians. And born and raised in Spokane. I know a lot of people. I'm very social.
You've been doing this for a while, so you pick up some tricks.
Yeah. And I've got people on the list that want to be on the crew and help us out, and which is wonderful. You go on the website and fill out the, how to help, you know, and then people tell you what they do or what they're able to do and stuff. And so if we have enough room on the crew usually consists of like at least for one bedroom, depending on how big the bedroom is, it's like five people.
Oh, so you can't fit
too many people.
You're in, you're out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I somebody's like, dude, why didn't you call me for the last crew? I'm like, cause I had other people to go, you know? So
I need to still move my shoulders.
Yeah. But having Jeff Ogden, he actually graduated from Eastern and played football for them, and played for the Dallas Cowboys, Baltimore Ravens, and the Miami Dolphins. And he found me, and we had the conversation. I'm like, hey, how'd you like to be on the next build? He's like, that'd be awesome. So, and it was great having him there. But other than that, I mean, it's a fun environment too. Like we're all working, but we're having a great time doing it. And I love what we do. All I want to do is that. And I just want to do more of it. And there is a big need in Spokane. I'd like to say Spokane in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, eventually we'll get bigger and bigger.
Oh yeah.
I think, but Coeur d'Alene, I mean, I'm willing to drive wherever we need to drive to, if it's reasonable, you know, close. I work a full-time job too. So I've been dealing with a blackjack dealer for 27 years.
Nice.
Trying to quit, but I'm all over Spokane. And so, my goal is to do this full time.
So how are these builds funded?
Oh, well, we raise all the money ourselves. Our golf tournament, is our big money raiser for the year, and that's August 3rd this year. But we
so coming up,
yeah, it's coming up, yeah. Man, I tell you what, it's
filled out. All the teams are filled.
It's been full for 2.5 months.
Right on.
Yeah, so, and it's a golf movie theme this year. So, Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, Tin Cup, And I'd venture to say it's the funnest golf tournament in the Spokane area. I don't golf in enough golf tournaments to know it better, but we
I like the theme.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's fun. I mean, we even got like green jackets and gold jackets cut in half, sewed back together. And on the back it says, says who gives a, you know, whatever, but that's for the first place prize. And we put a lot of effort and thought into the golf tournament, and it's a fun event.
Cool. So golf tournament, any other events?
We have something called gift card, SDSN gift card giving, and that'll be in September, and people just come and donate any and all gift cards that they have in their purse or wallet, and we use those to the best of our ability to...
That's really slick. I can think of like three sitting in a drawer right now.
I know. And yeah, so we did that last year. We do that in front of Uncle Sam's out here on Sprague, out in the valley and stuff, because they're awesome. They let us use their parking lot in front of them, and we have people come and just donate. And we also, we're working on some for Halloween and for the kids. I want to do something different that nobody else does. I want, you know, they do the trunk or treat and this and that, but I want to do something more catered to special needs kids. I've got a friend that does like Halloween. He's got thousands of invested into Halloween stuff, and he's like, whatever you need, man, we'll make it work. So,
all right, let's go.
Yeah. But Christmas, probably my favorite event we did was last year, and I've got the best Santa, by the way. He's awesome. We do free pictures with Santa at Epoy Florist out in the valley.
Nice.
And it's like set up like a really fun, like little Wonderland stuff. And McDonald's is awesome, by the way. They hook it up. I was able to give like free Happy Meals to all the kids that come and we had, I was dressed up like Elf on the Shelf.
Uh-huh.
And my special needs boy, who's taller than me now, he was dressed up like Buddy the Elf, my wife, Mrs. Claus, and we even had the Grinch there. And the best part is the kids either wanted everything to do with the Grinch or nothing to do with the Grinch. And so
I think that's where I got some first exposure to your nonprofit, because you got some press on that event.
Yeah, yeah. We've been on the news, I'd say, three times last year. Yeah. They were at the golf tournament. Well, I was FaceTime with Haley on Q6 at the golf tournament, which is awesome. And last year we did a superhero theme. So the whole field was dressed up like superheroes, and I was nine Iron Man, playing words. But I mean, it's fun.
So how many people are you helping, like in a given year? Yeah,
we are lucky enough to do 4 to 5 rooms a year. It takes about two and a half months just to set up the meeting, to figure out what we're gonna do, to order all the stuff, to make sure all the stuff's there, to build it in my garage, which is, I'd say, tool shop, but it's a garage. Put all the furniture together, make sure that I have the crew ready, make sure that everything's ready to where I can make it a 3-day process.
Right.
Because we don't want
a whole lot of planning.
A whole lot of planning. So, I mean, but if we had the funding, I would be able to do more. Mm-hmm. And that's the fundraising part is it's not, I enjoy it. I'm pretty good at it, but it's a lot of work. So
yeah, it is. It's very difficult
to
put that together.
Especially a golf tournament, man. It's a lot.
I can imagine.
But it's fun. Yeah.
So, okay. So 4 or 5 a year. You've been doing this for 10 years, right?
Almost
10. It's amazing. Yeah. A lot of families. How are the families connecting to you? Like, is there an application process? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. You go online and you nominate a child. Before it was you'd have to get like a third party, you know, through a doctor or a specialist or something like that. But we've kind of veered from that because, it's just kind of worked out that way. But they get nominated, and I'm able to, when I meet the family, you know, kind of assess what's going on and get a feeling. It's like, because you'll have some people, I mean, that might want to take advantage of an opportunity like this. We thank God we haven't run across that, which is good. They just nominate it online and I go meet them. And so, we've partnered up, but you know, the Wishing Star Foundation.
Yeah.
Which is I love that.
We had Katie on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Not too long ago.
Yeah. She's great. She golfed in the tournament last year.
Nice.
I had the four girls, they're all dressed up like superheroes. It was awesome. They are amazing. I absolutely love them. I'm kind of their room guy now. I've done the last one we did was for twins, that 15-year-old boys, Tourette's, physical and, vocal, and the boys have never had their own rooms before. So I was able to come in and to design them and get them up. So we did a Star Wars Lego computer room and a anime computer room. So yeah, it was so much fun.
So you're bringing so much joy to these families. What does it mean to the family? Like, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. You're surprising people. Like, tell us a little bit about that moment. When they see it.
That's the best part. Oh my God. So, I mean, like I said, we don't let them see it until the day of. And the best pictures that we get are when they first walk in the room, and these kids, the expression on these kids' faces is just it. Well, I'm not going to say I haven't cried a few times, you know, when they did, because I do, and it hits.
Yeah.
It, like I said, it gives you the warm fuzzies, and even the parents, I mean, they're just the look on their face, it melts your heart. It's the best feeling ever, and that's another reason why I love what I do. So.
And I imagine some of those families, too, want to get involved and donate and help support, you know, your nonprofit, so you can keep doing more.
Yeah. Last year we had one of the families from the Wishing Star that we did a room for. They came out to the golf tournament and actually helped out on one of the holes and spoke to all the golfers in the morning and told them, you know, the impact that we did for their daughter. And that you got a little emotional listening to that and stuff. And it's just, we want to give back and we're part of the special needs community because of our son, and we do what we do because of him.
Well, and that's our world, is the, you know, employment for people with special needs. That's why Skillskin exists.
Yeah.
And we do that, you know, via, you know, we do a laundry. We have everything from custodial work, grounds work. We end up assembling stuff out here. We also help people find jobs in the community. And now we're tied up with an organization called Skookum that's out of Bremerton, Washington. It's kind of nationwide. And now we're adding different kinds of jobs, too. So now we've got electricians, plumbers, HVAC technicians, and just general maintenance workers. And we're starting to have this path of employment where people can just start working in a really supportive place, get those soft skills, and then, you know, have a career.
Yeah.
So it's fun to think about, like, what you're working on with those kids. Like, they're going to grow up someday. They're going to need some work. And that's like when we get to, you know, help grab them.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I'm curious. My special needs boy is a huge comic book nerd. I mean, fan. My fault. I'm a Superman, you know, nerd. So, and of course, he likes Batman, so we have to battle.
That is definitely a battle.
It's a never-ending battle. but his ambition in life is to work at the comic book shop. So he's actually at the Jacked Up Big Show this year, which is tomorrow. He's going to be selling some of his comics at our booth. So
that's killer.
I know, it's great. Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's 15.
Oh yeah,
and he is very knowledgeable when it comes to He watches all the YouTube videos and all the stuff, and he's like, "Dad, you didn't know that?" I'm like, "No, I didn't know that." So yeah, it's fun.
Well, and he'll help create that opportunity, right?
Yeah, it'll happen.
Okay, so I would like to pivot just for a second, because we've got a lot of parents that kind of come in. We teach high school kids too about employment and whatnot, and some parents are like, they're reserved about like letting their kid go out into the big world and work. Man. Do you have any advice on that? Like,
I don't, because I'm not there yet. I mean, my oldest daughter, she's got her first job and that's cool. That's great. But, and when it comes to your special needs kids, it's like, they're unique, man. They're not like, I mean, all my kids they're all different. I promise you that. All amazing. I love, my kids are awesome. I feel like we're doing something right, you know. But with Chase, it's scary. I'll never not let him, my wife and I, you know, we won't let him, you know, we won't stop him from trying stuff, you know.
That's cool.
Because I mean, if you do, then you never know. So I have confidence that he can do awesome things, and he will. Some things he just can't do, and that's just not in his realm of, you know, special needs of what, you know, to be able to do certain things. But he knows what he likes, you know, and we'll push him and help him as much as we possibly can. So, but when it comes to, I mean, he wants to be a comic book, you know, works at a comic book shop. I'm going to do my best to make it happen for him and stuff. So yeah, it's, the doctors, when he was born, said he wouldn't be able to do this and wouldn't be able to do this. And you know what? Yeah, they're not always right. So it's,
it's done, true, yeah. Right? It's like you raise the bar a little bit. Oftentimes people reach the bar, but not on everything.
Yeah. Some people go over the bar, you know, and then yeah. Like, yeah, they're not going to walk or they're not going to do this. Well, they'll show them, you know, I mean, sometimes that's the case, but sometimes they don't get it right. So, my son's definitely got a lot of potential to do a lot of awesome stuff. So,
well, I really appreciate you sharing that. Cause yeah, it's just something that we are working on just as employers too. It's like, hey, how can we engage in a conversation with parents? Just be like, yeah, we're here. We'll be a safe place to start. That's awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. So for our listeners, you know, how do they get engaged with you?
Well, we've got, you know, social media, we got the Instagram, we got Facebook and, our website and stuff. And you can go on like SDSNkid.com. And, you can go there. I mean, we volunteers are always helpful at certain events and stuff. The biggest thing that would help us out is monetary wise, because the more funding we have, the more we can do.
And you can do that right on your website.
Go to the website and go to the donation page and donate, and we really appreciate anything anybody can do. So yeah.
Awesome. Oh, well, any other, you know, thoughts for our listeners, anything you need them to know or how to connect?
No, I just, I'm always willing to, talk to anybody about what we do and help out as any way I can. The more I've been involved in this, the more people I know. I may not always be able to direct people in the right direction, but I know a lot of people in the special needs community that are might be a better fit for certain things. So yeah, it's so if you need to get in touch with me, please feel free to.
Corey, it has been a pleasure to speak with you today. We're so happy you came on the podcast, and man, I want to see you realize that dream of taking this nonprofit to the full-time status. This community needs you. Bringing joy to the world. Like when you keep going, we're there, we're behind you. Yeah. And I'm behind you.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. It's fun. Our motto is we bring smiles and happiness to children with special needs. But I was like, just add in that we give people the warm fuzzies. That's what we do. And it's what we do is it's a feel good thing, you know, and I love what we do and we just want to do more of it.
Well, I'm feeling good. I bet you are too, listeners. Hey, Corey, thank you.
All right, appreciate you. Thanks, man.